My name is Oliver Knight, and I am here today with Harry Bacon.
Hi there, everyone.
And today we have the pleasure of interviewing James from Eliza and the Bear.
Hello, how you doing?
We'd like to start off the interview by asking how you would describe your own sound.
That's a great question. I guess we're kind of like an indie pop band is probably like the most broad explanation of what we sound like. I think one of the most important things to us is as long as it sounds fun and it's enjoyable to listen to, yeah. That's kind of like a good goal to aim for, I guess.
Yeah, so if that's how you describe yourself, who are you sort of listening to at the moment? What's the sort of big band that you're listening
right to? Right now, the new Bombay Bicycle Club album. Yeah. It's literally been on repeat on this whole tour. I don't think I've listened to anything else. Maybe a little bit of Dr. Dre, but no. I just love the way they progress through every single album, and I kind of hope we could do something like that.
Yeah.
Where we progress every album. It's kind of like you're not completely changing yourself.
But you don't want to stay the same.
You're not kind of alienating older fans, but you're gaining new people all the time.
So yeah, what's interesting about that album is that Jack Stebbin, the lead singer, produced it.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Do you think you'd like to get to that kind of point?
I don't know if I'm nearly as skilled as Jack Stebbin, but... I mean, we produced our first couple of singles ourselves. Not singles, but first couple of recordings ourselves. So, I mean, it's something we could definitely possibly try our hand at, but, I mean, whether we'll come out with anything as good as that is another story.
So, who are your sort of influences? So, like, maybe individually or also as a group? So, what makes you be like you are now?
Group-wise, we have quite a few different, like, musical influences. I know Martin's really into, like, bands like Radiohead. Callie, our piano player, is really into, like, Brand New and stuff like that. I love bands like Brand New, Manchester Orchestra, and really kind of like ethereal bands like Sigur Rós and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
There's something about that sound that kind of, I saw them at Brixton this year and it was unbelievable. Something about that, I really like really chilled kind of music like that. So that could be my
personal
kind of addition to the band.
That's exciting. So Upon the North was released last year.
Yep.
And It Gets Cold was released this year.
Yes.
So we've got to ask, what's next?
We've just finished recording our next single, and that's, I think it's being mixed like right now, today probably. We're filming the video next week, and that should hopefully come out April time, I'm hoping.
Are you going to be covered in feathers like...
No, but I'm going to be covered in something else, which is great. Every single video just seems to be like, let's throw things on James. I hope not, because those feathers did not come out of my shirt for, I'm going to say, 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah, I put it on and I'll be like, oh, one more feather to come out.
It's a dedication to the music.
It's a dedication, yeah. And that was on the day that the world was supposed to end. Was it December 21st?
Oh, yeah.
So, spent possibly my last day on Earth being covered in feathers at 4 in the morning.
Couldn't think of another use
in
of the day.
In a more than empty warehouse.
Alright, so do you think you'll release any EPs or a potential album sometime?
The kind of goal at the moment is an album. We're bang smack in the middle of writing it at the moment. We've got a couple more tracks to do. And then I'm hoping pretty soon we get a kind of sign off on going ahead and recording that. Hopefully something comes out at the end of this year, beginning of next year, something like that. Kind of ready for the festival season in 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fingers crossed that works out.
So with this being the last day for this tour, what's next for Eliza and the Bear?
Well, tomorrow we start another tour. We go back out on the road with Luke Sitar Singh, Annie Eve and Farewell JR on a thing called the Communion New Faces tour.
Yeah.
Kind of hitting like major cities in England. And that's another 2 week run. As soon as that finishes, a day off, back into the studio to finish off one of those songs that we need to get done for the album. And then it's kind of like festival time, really.
Summer is the best.
Festivals are so much fun to play. Yeah.
You got a favourite one?
The favourite one that we played last year was down this way, a place called Leopalooza, down in Cornwall somewhere, Bew, something like that. And that was just nuts. Roasting hot day, kind of like 6,000 people, really small festival. And obviously, no one really knew who we were, but I think they kind of enjoyed it and people were getting on people's shoulders and stuff. And that was the first point where we're like, yeah, this is cool, this is a lot of fun, we're kind of doing something right here.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been a great fun. Like, it's a very different tour to what we've done before, because there's 14 of us on a bus, so we're all very close quarters, so we've had to make very good friends with everyone else. And luckily, everyone's really cool. Like, it's been a great laugh. Lots of FIFA banter.
So to finish off the interview, I'd like to spring one question on you. Who is your favourite superhero?
Who is my favourite superhero? Batman, because his suit is badass. Just purely because if you can rock a suit like that, and you get to fight Joker and Bane.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.